Okay, so why don't you just vaguely tell me, I know you're from North Wales, what's it like being an aspiring musician out there?
It's a great place to, it's very isolated, it's very rural, so it's a great place to kind of go and write and be creative and lose yourself. On the gigging front, it's a little bit difficult. It's definitely getting better, but the infrastructure to play shows in North Wales is still quite difficult. There's only a couple of venues, and in quite a big radius.
Would you say that you have mostly, as far as your touring experience, it's mostly in Europe and other parts of the world? How often do you guys tour in the U.S.?
Well, that in the U.S. that was our first time over.
That was your first time?
It was our first time in the U.S.
Wow.
When we played piano.
So, what was your impression?
Well, I've always felt like I've got a little bit of an affinity with the U.S. because I lived there straight out of school for a couple of years. And, I haven't been back since I came back and joined the band. So, It was certainly a really nice way to sort of go back. I was kind of really excited to catch up with some people again, and we absolutely loved the show. I think we were, genuinely quite overwhelmed by the by the reaction, and certainly we were looking forward to playing the dates with Passion Pit and seeing those guys again. But we certainly, we didn't know how our own shows would go. It's always kind of quite difficult to get a sense of, where you're at, in different territories. So, to sell out both shows and to meet some of our fan base, it seemed like there was definitely a connection there. So, I think we were pretty touched by the welcome we received, really.
So, what do you think the biggest challenge is for a UK band crossing over into different markets?
Like, what are the challenges, did you say?
Yeah.
It's difficult to gauge. I suppose the hardest thing, I suppose, is the touring element for a band like us, because, obviously you can connect with people, in terms of internet, you can get your music out there. That's certainly what we've been doing in the UK, that people have been able to access our tracks and downloads, and you can certainly connect with people in that way. But I suppose the biggest challenge for us will be touring in the States. Just actually being able to finance it. It's a huge country, and it's pretty boring talking about money, and that should never restrict what you do. But it's really difficult, to get over there and tour it all, but we're certainly going to try.